But we'll turn to that and read Acts chapter 2 in a moment. Just let me set the scene. I don't know, you know how much I like films, and I'm always watching films. And I've used illustrations from this film before because I just love it. I haven't seen it in a while, but it's a Robin Williams film, and it's Dead Poets Society. And for those of you who know, Robin Williams used to be a pupil at this posh school, private school. And he grew up, he trained to be a teacher, and later came back to that same stuffy school as one of the teachers. His teaching, though, was a little bit unorthodox. His teaching was different. He didn't fit in with the normal conventions of the day. And in one particular scene, the kids are sat in the classroom, and he invites them to come up one at a time and to stand on his desk at the front of the room and to look around. And the kids at first are a little bit apprehensive and a little bit sceptical because it's a stuffy school. And kids are used to sitting behind their nice little wooden desks and staying there and being quiet. But eventually one of the kids, after much cajoling, manages to come forward, stand up and go and sit down. And then one after the other, each of the kids comes to the front and stands on the desk. As they sit down, he begins to teach them about the fact that sometimes it's important to take a different look on something that they are so very familiar with. They were getting to see the classroom from his perspective and not from theirs. And as they looked, they saw something different. They saw things had changed. If we look at our own lives, brothers and sisters, we will see that things are different too. We're a people who are changing all the time as we encounter the living God. We are being transformed into his likeness as we grow as Christians. You are not the same people you were a year ago. And likewise, the church changes. The church is not the same church it was when the work began here in 1959. Down through the years, things have changed as well. There are core values that we retain and practice, but there are ways of doing things that change. And the life of the church changes as we encounter the living God and are transformed by him. And so this morning I want us to look at the early church to see what the life of the church was then in the story of Acts, and what the church life ought to be today for you and for me. And the principles are the same, although the way we work it out might be slightly different. So Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is a church starting in Acts. The disciples have been waiting on the promised gift of the Spirit, and as the Spirit came upon them with great power, Peter had preached a fantastic evangelistic message at which 3,000 people responded in faith to. These 3,000, along with the disciples and early followers of Jesus, formed the first church. And what we read in these verses is the life that they shared in the beginning. And although how we do things may change, the activities that we're involved with may differ, at the very heart, the principles here remain. We have heard some of that this morning as we've thought on the life of the church physically here in Cornton. Our vision, to remind some people of it, is to be demonstrating God's love in action in the community of Cornton. Now, of course, I've been thinking quite a lot recently, and I'm beginning to wonder if we need to kind of drop the Cornton bit. Because it goes without saying that we are to reach the community of Cornton. But maybe having that in there stops us thinking about the fact that we are to be demonstrating God's love in the communities that we are involved with. Because you see, we're involved with communities around our homes where we stay.
We're involved with communities around our workplaces where we work. We're involved in communities around our social gatherings where we have coffee, where we shop, where we go to the gym, where we go to the cinema and all these other things in the midst, as well as where we worship and witness as a family together, demonstrating God's love and action in the community. But underneath that, our vision statement, as we'll think on in the new year, says that we are a worshipping family meeting with God to praise and honour him, a praying people who wait on him to receive his guidance and his power, a witnessing partnership sharing with the community and the world the good news of what God has done through Christ Jesus, an equipping fellowship, encouraging daily living according to the teachings and life of Christ, a caring congregation responding in Christian love to the joys, the hearts, the needs of people within and beyond our church, and a giving church. A giving church, supporting the work of God at home and abroad. And I think if we look carefully, as we see the core values coming through in these verses in Acts, we'll see something of our church vision statement weaved through that as well, done very carefully by our forefathers. The first thing to notice is that the church, the early believers, were devoted to God. As we begin in verse 42, they devoted themselves. And then there's a list of a number of things. That word devoted literally means continually devoting. It points to constancy, to resolve, to purpose. This wasn't a one-off happening. They kept on. They persevered in the matters listed. And we persevere in ministry and service within the church. We've been doing it for 53 years now. The church began by reaching out to the community around, mainly the children in the early days. It started as a Sunday school. And so children and young people have always been at the heart of what we do. And we've continued at it. We've stuck at it. We've been continually devoted to serving God and honouring him in this place. And that continues now in more ways than we've ever done before, thanks to the work of a youth worker and then all of those that she's encouraged and brought into that. These believers in Acts devoted themselves to a number of things, but above everything, they devoted themselves to God. It all starts with the acknowledgement of God, who he is, all he has done in our lives and continues to do. We too ought to be devoted to God. They were devoted to God in a number of ways, according to the text. Firstly, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching, to know God and how he intends us to live and walk in this earth. We have to know his word. We need to be reading it ourselves. We need to be listening to sermons. We need to be studying it together by talking about what God's teaching us as we meet one another during the week. They were devoted to corporate worship. It says there that they met together to share the Lord's Supper, to pray and to praise. Verse 42 mentions the breaking of bread, which we know as the Lord's Supper. And that's a very important part of what we do. Because in the breaking of bread, we remember Christ's death on the cross for us. We remember his body broken and his blood shed. His blood poured out as a ransom for many. Jesus died paying the price for our sins. He laid down his life that we could be reconciled to God our Father. Part of our regular corporate worship is to remember the basis of our faith and the wonderful atoning work of Christ on the cross. They also spent time praying. They prayed together as well as on their own. They prayed during good times and they prayed during hard and difficult times. And we read in verse 47 that as well as all of that, they were praising God together. Isn't it wonderful to stand and to sing God's praise, to remember his goodness and the many blessings that he's given to us, to be able to sing God's praise, remembering even in the hard times that we never ever stood alone because he has walked with us, singing God's praise. We are called as a church today to be devoted to God, to be continually devoted to God. We do that, if you're remembering back to the mission statement now, to being a worshipping family, a praying people, and an equipping fellowship. They're all tied up in that devotion to God as we read and study God's word together, as we come under the power of the word preached week in and week out, as we pray together, and as we sing God's praise together. Devoted to God, But this early church were devoted to God and also devoted to God's people. And remember, this is a continual devotion as well. We cannot be devoted to God, but be separated from his people. The early church met together regularly. As we already said, they met in formal church, as it were, as they worshipped and as they prayed and as they heard the preached word. But they also met together out with those formal times. They spent time with one another. What did they do? Verse 46, they broke bread in their homes. Verse 44, they were together and had everything in common. Verse 45, they gave to anyone as he had need. These actions all come from that word fellowship. The Greek word is koinonia, and it means to share in common. These early believers shared in common Sunday by Sunday as they worshipped together, as they were taught together. But they also shared in common as they cared for each other and spent time together. You know, we can't get to know each other all on a Sunday. Even in the 10 or 15 minutes you spend over coffee and biscuits after the service, you only ever find a little snippet about the person you're talking to. It takes time. It takes conscious effort. So be particular in seeking people out and talking to them. But more than that, how many times do you have a meal during the week? Go on then. How many times do you have a meal during the week? At least once every day, don't you? At least once every day. Doesn't need to be a special meal. Invite folks round. They've got to eat as well. So this week, whoever phones up to ask about giving can feed me at the same time. Or maybe if they phone to ask about giving, I'll feed them. But as we talk together and share together, we get to know one another. And as you invite people round, it doesn't need to be for a meal, by the way. I'm just putting that out there. Maybe it's just coffee. But as you're sharing coffee together, talk about your lives, talk about your family, talk about your job, talk about your social interests, by all means. But in the midst of it, let's be talking about what God's saying to us, what God's teaching us. Talk about how you were saved and converted. Talk about what God's been doing in your life this past week. Talk about what you learned on Sunday. Or even if you didn't learn much from the preacher, talk about what you're learning as you're opening God's word. Be sharing together. And these folks, as well as sharing all of that together, you know what else they shared? As they saw people in need, they shared with them. Folks travelled probably some distance to come and gather together with them there in Jerusalem to worship and to praise and to come under the teaching. They shared food with them. With those who didn't have things, do you know what they did? They sold some of their goods and they gave them away. For some of them, they had things and they gave them to others who needed them more than they did. What have you got in your possession that you cling to more than anything else? It's time to let it go, by the way. It's time to be willing to let it go. What have you got in your home that you don't particularly use, or something you do use, but you know somebody else needs it more than you? Go and give it away. That's what the early church did. They were devoted to one another, devoted to God's people. If you're good in the garden, go and cut somebody's grass. If you're good at painting, go and paint their house. If you're good in business, go and share some of your skills with those who need those skills, whatever it is. That's what it means to be devoted to God's people. And of course, if you're tuned in to the mission statement we put up at the start, that means that we're showing that we're a caring congregation and a giving church. Devoted to God. Devoted to God's people. And of course, lastly, devoted to God's work. What's God's work? Well, it's being devoted to him. Being devoted to other people. It's teaching one another and looking out for one another. It's building one another up and meeting practical needs. It's being witnesses in the world. And you know, that's not explicitly said here. In those verses, you don't see evangelism listed there explicitly saying, get out there and tell the world. But they must have done it. Why? Because in verse 47, we read that the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. How were they being saved? Because they heard the word. How were they being saved? Because people were telling them what was going on. How were they being saved? Because people saw that their lives somehow were now completely different. They were meeting together and sharing together and learning together and praising God together. And that stood out in a community, whether that was the community of the gathered church or whether that was the community of the gathered church and individual communities around homes and around workplaces and around study places and around social hubs. They were devoted to getting out there and sharing.
And of course, people noticed it from verse 43, because wonders, miraculous signs were being done as well. Friends, we need to be doing the same. We need to be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have when people ask us why we're gathered together and why we're different. But we also need to be going out as a witnessing partnership. The last bit of our mission statement there, by the way, in case you thought I'd missed that bit out. We go out and we tell people all about Jesus. That's God's work. Are you, are we devoted to it? Many years ago, John Stott met a group of Christian students in Argentina who had visited all of the churches in their city, but they couldn't find any church that satisfied them, and so they had dropped out of church. And so John Stott asked them what they were looking for that they could not find. And he was startled when, without realizing it, they went through Acts 2, 42 and following in order. They said they wanted a church where the pastor faithfully expounded the Bible and related it to life where they were at. They were looking for a warm, loving, caring, supportive fellowship. And they sought a sense of the living God and his greatness in worship. And they were looking for a compassionate outreach. That's what these folk craved and couldn't find in a church. No church is perfect. None ever will be. But as we continually devote ourselves to God through his word and through worship, as we devote ourselves to the fellowship of his people, as we devote ourselves to his work in the world, he will use us to glorify himself. I challenge us today, all of us, to be fervent in our worship of God, to his church, to the people around us, that he would use us to reach many in this city and around the globe for his glory. That is life in the church. You can go for all your fancy programs you want. It's about being devoted to God, devoted to God's people, and devoted to God's work. Is our life in Cornton like that early church life? Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for these moments in your word this morning. And Lord, we could take so much longer in those few verses, but we thank you for the overarching reminder that life in the church begins and is realized fully and completely when we are devoted to you above everything else. Lord, help us to fix our eyes on you and never take them off. Lord, help us to follow you completely. And as we follow you, as we're devoted to you above everything else, Lord, help us to be devoted to the fellowship, to the people around us. Help us to be devoted to your work in this world. And Lord, help us to be living for you day in and day out, to being a people who are demonstrating your love in action in this community. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.